Great to be joined by 27th District Senator Wayne Wallingford from Cape Girardeau. And Wayne, you were telling me that work that you've done, well, and many people have done over several years, finally came to fruition with the passage of an energy bill through the Senate this week.
That's correct. Last night we passed Senate Bill 564, which is an energy issue that I've been working on my 6 years in the Senate, and each year we'd get a little bit closer, but time is the enemy. We wouldn't quite get it across the finish line. Of course, now it's going to have to go over to the House and see what they do to it. But I think it's really great for consumers because energy costs in Missouri have risen 4 times faster than the national average over the last decade. And this legislation will put predictable pricing caps in place. And, you know, the electric grid is the backbone of today's economy. And regulatory lag kind of hurts us. And, you know, the infrastructure, this bill will accelerate the modernization of Missouri's energy grid. You know, 46 other states have already taken steps to modernize their electric grid. So they're a little bit ahead of us, but now we're going to be catching up because cybersecurity, of course, is a, you know, an issue of grave concern to national security. And a modern electrical grid will answer some of those issues. We also put in place a 5-year capital investment plan. So we'll have substantial investment in smart grid technology. Smart grids, instead of being in the command post and finally finding out someone called and said, hey, I don't have any power in my neighborhood. Well, a smart grid would probably correct most issues before you even knew there was an issue. So that's going to be great for businesses, you know, because outages have become increasingly costly. And of course, everyone wants to get to some alternative, you know, energy like solar, for instance. And so this bill will require investment in utility-owned solar facilities. So it was a long, grueling process, but it was well worth it.
Well, you talk about a long, grueling process. It sounded like the plan that you guys came up for the tax cuts was a long, grueling process.
It is. In fact, I was supposed to have an executive session on Thursday to pass out the tax reform bill for my Ways and Committee meeting. But since we went into session on Wednesday and didn't end up till 10 p.m. on Thursday, I didn't get a chance for my committee to meet and vote it out. So that's what we'll be doing this following week. So I'll have some good news on that for you, I think, next week.
What, can you give us a little glimpse into maybe some of the highlights that you anticipate with that bill?
Well, I think this bill will probably cut taxes for 97% of Missourians. So that's good news. We're lowering the overall income tax rate. We're might eliminate some of the bottom tax brackets because I think we have 7 or more tax brackets. We might be eliminating some of them. Probably one thing that I've been working on before, but now we're going to roll it into the tax reform bill, is the streamlined sales tax agreement. We've talked about that before. It's not a tax increase. Anyone who buys something on the internet that that company doesn't have a nexus in Missouri. In other words, if you buy something on the internet from Barnes & Noble, Best Buy, Walmart, Sam's, you know, they have stores all over Missouri. So even though the internet site might be out of a facility in Washington State, you'll still have to pay sales tax on it because they also have businesses in Missouri. But if you buy something from a company that doesn't have any brick and mortar in the state, then they don't have to charge you Missouri sales tax. But Missouri law says you must pay that sales tax when you file your income tax return. Well, most people don't know that. So we're actually going to make them a little bit more honest and aware that, you know, you were supposed to file that. You didn't understand, you don't know, but ignorance of the law is never an excuse. So if we join this streamlined sales tax, that'll be more income coming to Missouri. And like I said, it is not a tax increase. It's just putting a different way to collect the sales tax that's already due.
All right. Wayne, do you feel like the House is going to come up with kind of an equal energy bill, and do you feel like that'll eventually go through?
Well, yeah, we perfected it last night, so it's called, ordered, perfected, and printed, and so it'll come before the Senate one more time for what we call third reading and finally passed. You can't put any amendments on it. So, it's just a matter of reviewing it again and then getting a vote. We just voice voted last night's bill. The next time we do the third reading and finally pass, we'll actually do a roll call vote. And then it'll go over to the House, and it'll have to be presented by Senator Emery, who's carrying that bill from Barton. And he'll have to present it to the Energy Committee in the House. And then, of course, they could start changing it. And even if the committee didn't, when it goes to the House floor, they could start changing it there potentially. And when things change, it has to come back to the Senate. So we're not over the finish line yet, but we are closer than we've ever been before.
Right, exactly. And do you know if Governor Greitens is on board with many of the ideas in that bill?
I believe he is, yes, because this is kind of one of the priorities to modernize our grid, to get the infrastructure, in a five-year capital investment plan, cap rates so they're not going, extraordinarily high, and this will reduce the rate of increase by about half. And we went back and looked at the last 5 years and the last 10 years to see what if this bill had been in place 5 years ago or 10 years ago, what would it look like? And it really bent the cost curve considerably. So I wish we could have done this, 5 or 10 years ago, but we're doing it now, and consumers, won't see drastic rate spikes in their consumer electric bills anymore, hopefully.
All right. Wayne, thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
You're welcome.
27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, Wayne Wallingford, on this legislative report on Regional Radio.